This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We're going to reopen agenda item 4, PR-2020-004049, SD-2023-00212, preliminary and final plat. Ms. Wolfley, you have the floor.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, we had had some discussion about the property in question being across UNSUR from major public open space. And I apologize that somehow I knew that this was here, but I couldn't find it. So the requirement is true for lots adjacent to major public open space, except when the subject property and major public open space are separated by a principal arterial or freeway, in which case only the provisions of J1 apply, which talk about color, landscaping, et cetera. So I thought it would be good to correct this now while we're in hearing, and then not, and then what the recommendation would be is to remove that condition from parks that you approved for this plat.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So Ms. Phelan, you're in agreement with that interpretation that this should only, that the 20 foot that was shown can remain on the plat? Ms. Phelan?
I'm sorry, I missed what Ms. Wolfley said.
Okay, so this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So basically what Wolfley is showing is that under this section that it's not an adjoining lot. It's separated by UNSUR Boulevard, which is designated as a principal arterial. So in this case, this is the section of the IDO that applies. And so the 45 foot landscape buffer is not applicable to this property, and there's an existing 20 foot, then my question is does that existing 20 foot remain as well?
I think that we would still expect street trees, and then we'll just need to verify if this wouldn't apply to any like right-of-way concerns, but there's also a provision that if your property is across from or adjacent to a trail of a certain, and you're a certain size, I think it's 5 acres, then you have to have additional landscaping. But those would be, we would still need street trees.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, but that would be part of the development and you would address it at the development stage.
Right.
Right. So it wouldn't affect the platting at this point in time. So if you're in agreement, which it sounds like you are, then what I'll do is I'll amend the hearing, amend the condition where the existing 20-foot lands open space easement be retained on the plat as shown.
That sounds good.
Mr. Aldridge, do you have any questions?
Mr. Chair, no, this is Tim Aldrich, Aldrich Land Surveying, and I just wanted to say I appreciate Ms. Wolfley. Thank you for finding that section. My client will be grateful also. Thank you.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We are finished with agenda item 4.
Thank you.
So it's 11:13. We've been at this for 2 hours. I would suggest, Mr. Campbell, that we take at least a 10-minute break to allow staff to use the facilities, and then I'll turn the meeting over to you. I can turn the meeting over to you now if you want me to.
Mr. Bohannon, thank you, and I agree. I think we should reconvene at 11:30. I have 11:13 right now, so in 17 minutes, we'll begin with agenda item number 6. Thank you, Mr. Bohannon.
Thank you, guys.